You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by senior guard Patrick Price of Birmingham Southern. And Patrick, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
Patrick, the Panthers are coming off an outstanding season a year ago, 20-5, 11-5 in SCAC play. Just talk about what your team learned through the course of last season.
Yes, sir. I think we learned a lot. We all got a lot of valuable experience. Last year we played all 15 guys every game, so we're returning a lot of guys who have played and been through conference play before. So I think we all learned how to gain experience, and we played in a lot of close games. So I think we learned how to kind of play together as a team and win close games as well.
You mentioned you playing 15 guys each game. It's definitely unique to the Panthers and your style of play. Just talk about the benefit you guys have from shuffling so many different guys in and out of the, on the floor each night.
Yes, sir. Well, when we play so many guys, we give the other team a lot of different looks, and they have to be prepared to guard, you know, a lot of different actions and see a lot of different defenses. So, and there's, you know, always a wave of five guys with fresh legs. So it kind of just gives the other team a lot to prepare for and keeps us fresh. So.
Graduation, you lose a few key players to last year's team, guys like Aaron Parr, Roger Williams, Nathan West. Talk about how you've been able to fill those roles and how you as a senior sort of stepped up and taken on a leadership role on this team.
Okay, yeah, we definitely lost some really good players. I think we're kind of not one guy's filling those roles, but as a team, we're kind of all stepping in and trying to fill those roles. Being an upperclassman, I've tried to you know, try to step in a little bit and just take over some of the leadership, and then try to just show the younger guys the ropes a little bit and make sure they know what to expect when we start games and everything like that.
Talk about what it's like playing under head coach Mitch Cole, you know, what your experience has been, and what our listeners can expect to see from a Mitch Cole-led basketball team.
Yeah, it's been a great experience here at Southern. I've really enjoyed playing for the coaching staff. I think that they can expect to see us, you know, play really hard, and they can expect to see us compete. I think we're gonna have a real good year. We run a pretty complex offense, so hopefully that'll work out for us, and we'll be able to put up a lot of points and play pretty exciting basketball.
Last year in your junior campaign, Patrick, you averaged 5 points and 1.6 rebounds per contest. Just talk about what you did in the offseason to work hard and get better as a basketball player.
Well, I kind of devoted a lot of time in the offseason to shooting and ball handling, just kind of trying to become an overall better player. And so I tried to do a lot of repetition shooting, work on my ball handling, and then just getting in the gym and playing with other good players helps you get better. So I tried to play with people who are better than I am, and improve my game that way.
Senior season, just talk about. Do you feel like there's a sense of urgency there this year?
Yeah, definitely. There's a sense of urgency. I think all of us upperclassmen kind of want to put it all together this year, just like we did last year, and kind of build a little bit and have a really good season, and just try to have a good time because we know it's a last time around.
14-0 at home last season. Just talk about what it's like playing in front of the home crowd and what makes it so difficult for opponents to come into the battle and play.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. We always play well at home. We bring a lot of energy. I guess we like playing in front of our home fans, and we usually have a good student base that shows up for us. But, yeah, we're pretty tough at home, and it seems like we never really have a bad game. So I guess it makes it kind of tough for our opponents to come in because we're pretty confident here.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by senior guard Patrick Price of Birmingham Southern. And Patrick, just talk about what the biggest surprise you've seen from the team so far in preseason and in practice as you guys prepare for another season.
Let me think. I guess the biggest surprise is, we've had some younger guys who are just like last year, we've had some younger guys who are already contributing. So I'd say how deep we are is a pretty big surprise. We're a pretty deep team, and everyone can play. So we're expecting a lot of guys to contribute. So That's kind of been a little bit of a surprise again this year.
Outstanding shooting the ball last year. The Panthers shot 44.9% from the field, averaged 77 points per game, both tops in the league a year ago. Just talk about how you guys try and continue that trend this year.
Yeah, well, we all try to get in the gym in the off season and preseason and work on shooting, and then we try to be disciplined about who's shooting the ball and from where, and try to always get open shots and try to knock them down. So, yeah, with that combination, hopefully we'll have a good shooting percentage and be able to score a lot of points again this year.
Southern was tops in the leagues a year ago in assist-to-turnover ratio. Just talk about, as a guard, the importance of, you know, not only taking care of the basketball but getting others involved as well.
Yeah, we put a big emphasis on taking care of the ball and trying to reduce our turnovers. So that being said, you also got to be aggressive and try to get your other teammates involved. So we run a little bit of a dribble-drive offense where we try to drive and dish it to other people and get them open. So yeah, it's definitely important to keep everyone involved and make sure that we're, you know, playing kind of as a team and not being selfish.
The SCAC provides a number of challenges, Patrick. Just talk about the difficulties of navigating an SCAC schedule and really what makes this league so competitive.
Yeah, it's definitely a real competitive league. I think all the teams are capable. Playing on the road is much harder than playing at home. Going into someone else's gym, it's just a different atmosphere. You're not used to it. There's other fans that are kind of getting under your skin a little bit. And the team always comes ready to play at home, so it's hard to win on the road, definitely in the SCAC. And, you know, we have a few really tough opponents every single year who are good every year. And so it's hard to prepare for games when they're close together and we don't get a chance to really go over what the other team does as much. When we have a game like on Friday, Sunday, the Sunday game's usually a tough matchup. So that makes it difficult, and all the teams are pretty deep. So it turns out being pretty tough to win on the road sometimes.
And finally, just talk about the goals this Panther team has for the 2010-11 season, and what are two or three things that you guys have really been working hard on in preseason to improve and get better at to come the start of the season this year?
Okay. I think our goals is, you know, to have another great season. We'd like to win every game we play. You know, win the regular season conference championship. A few things we've been working on. We've been working on our pressing scheme a lot. We like to play fast and get up and down and pressure the ball. So we put a big emphasis on defense and trying to control other teams, because I think points will come on their own when we start playing. But we've really emphasized defense and pressing so far this season.
A native of Brentwood, Tennessee, senior guard Patrick Price of Birmingham Southern. Again, the Panthers open up their 2010-11 campaign November 19th at home against the University of Ozarks as BSC hosts the Black Tie Tournament. Patrick, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward through your senior season.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.